Hello, good
Hello.
evening. Yeah, good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I know I have to read verbatim, and I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, according to your knowledge?
Well, it's been going on for years and years and years, the health care and the expense of health care.
Thank you. Moving on. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? What's your opinion?
I don't know.
Okay. I have a list. I'm going to read real quick. Fossil fuels or carbon emissions need to move to a renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, or overpopulation. Yeah, for the sake of a research, can you pick one of those for the global environmental issue?
I would say global warming.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota, your state, to your knowledge, your opinion?
I don't keep up on all that. So let's just say wetlands. We need to preserve wetlands for the animals.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota's industry? The first one, electric utilities. Would you rate them excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Moving on. Medical manufacturing. How would you rate them? Same question.
Medical manufacturing?
Medical manufacturing. Yeah.
I don't keep up on all that stuff, but I don't know on that.
Okay. We can move on. No worries. How about forest products, that industry? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
And what was it?
The forest products in Minnesota?
Forest roads?
The produce from the forest. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Fair.
Okay. Just fair. How about the mining in Minnesota also?
Fair. I think they could utilize more of what we have to offer, but, you know.
Okay. And how about agriculture and farming? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. How about refining? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? How would you rate them?
Refining?
Yes. Let me see. Yeah. Refining, yeah. How would you rate them?
No clue. I'll just say good.
Okay. Now, we can move on. If you have no opinion, it's good, ma'am. Okay? We can move on.
Mm-hmm.
But would you like me to record good or no opinion on refining?
For what?
For refining.
Say that again, recycling?
No. Refining. How would you rate refining?
Excellent, what do you mean by refining?
I'm required to read verbatim, so, you know, in order not to influence your opinion, we can move on, ma'am. Okay, we move on to a different topic. How would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing and managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? How about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good. There again, I don't research that or look, you know, hear much about it, so I don't know.
Understood. How would you rate the job of the of this group of managing the forest and natural resources in Minnesota, which is the forest and timber industry? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Okay. How about the U.S. Forest Service? To the best of your knowledge. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, and how about the environmental groups? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, disparate, or poor?
Good.
And the county land departments? To the best of your knowledge. Excellent.
Yep, same.
Same, good.
Yep, good.
Okay, thank you. Yep. Moving on. I appreciate your patience. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Yeah, somewhat important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat, not too significant, or not at all significant?
I would say very significant.
Very significant. Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. Now, how many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than they harvested? Same as harvested or fewer than harvested?
That I'm not sure. You would think they would replace what they cut down, so I would say at least same of what they harvest.
At least the same. Yeah, that would be a wishful thinking. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? To the best of your knowledge, more, a fewer, or about the same?
Oh, definitely fewer.
Fewer. Okay. Now, moving on. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not?
That I have no clue.
Okay, no problem.
I just know that the more communities that are being cut down for homes, the less land for animals. That's what I don't like.
And I'm glad you touched on that point, because we're going to talk about that as we move on. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative, very, very much impact.
Okay, and do you feel it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No, I don't think they can continue without continually to take away
without
homes affecting. From the animals. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. And do you feel that it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands? There are not park or wilderness areas, or not?
Yeah, as long as they're replaced.
Okay. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or not?
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your patience. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or not?
Yes, again, as long as they're replaced. Yeah.
Okay, and do you feel that it's appropriate that to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest produce industry? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Now, much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy, to the best of your knowledge?
I don't know, the middle one.
Okay, a minor component of the Minnesota or a significant component? Those are the two middle ones.
Oh, yeah, well.
A significant or a minor component?
Well, significant. How's that?
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry, most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose the use of tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
I suppose support.
Okay. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Now, Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training and operation and equipment use in either timber harvesting and other forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to the increase of both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industry? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please, ma'am, tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. The first one, create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose that?
Could you repeat?
Yes. Create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that? Okay. How about increase the number and diversity of the workforce with the outreach to people not traditionally employed to the forest industry to include urban indigenous migrants and minorities communities? Will you support that or oppose that?
Support.
Okay, and the component is the next one. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, and getting into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forest industry work jobs provide. Will you support that component or oppose that?
Support.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And let's just finish this up. I appreciate your patience. Now, finally, just a few questions for a statistical purpose only. But what is the highest level of education that you have completed?
1 year of college.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations. Now, hey, what is your age? Are you from 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, how would you describe the community you live in? A large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $74,000,
$75,000 to $99,000,
or $100,000 plus? $25,000 to $49,000, I think you said. $49,000? Yeah, $25,000. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. Now, which of the following categories would you put, and which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, student, or not employed?
I'm an administrator for a company.
Okay, so that would be a retail, right? Business or retail sales or manufacturing?
They're a construction company.
Okay, so yeah, business. Thank you. Now, in terms of your gender, and remember, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but this is just for statistical purpose only. Do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Female.
Thank you, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.